Christmas and not New Year's Eve yet. This is your girl Tawanda with Living Single in Your City, hanging out tonight with Alexis, and she's not in the great state of Texas. Alexis, what's going on with you, lady?
Nothing much. I'm just happy to be hanging out with you, although I kind of inhaled dinner, so I'm paying the price for that right now.
Oh, what did you have for dinner?
My sister was craving fish sauce chicken wings, and it's not something we can make at home. So she got it, and she goes, if you have podcast now, when are you going to eat your dinner? I was like, don't worry, I'll eat as we do podcasts. I've done it before. I just put it on mute.
Oh, I don't know how you're going to do a lot of talking if you got your mouth full of some food. I guess we're going to have to see.
I inhaled it already.
Oh, gosh, you did?
Yeah.
You're fast. All right. Well, tonight, we're talking about something. As today is December 27th, and we're definitely about to close out 2020. So I want to talk
Thank
about
God.
Something that was on my mind. I know, right? Thank God it's almost a new year. And I was thinking about something earlier, and I wanted to hop on tonight. I read an ad in Psychology Today, and it said, the quiet pandemic of loneliness during COVID-19. And the article said this, loneliness is a miserable state of mind. Whether we are in a global pandemic or just another Tuesday night alone with Netflix. And Netflix has definitely become my very best friend. I have always had Netflix off and on, but during COVID, I said, I can never be without Netflix. Definitely not during this pandemic. But for people who are single during COVID, loneliness and isolation may seem even more acute. With social distancing practices being recommended to avoid the transmission of the virus, it's challenging to meet someone, let alone connect on that deeper level necessary to form a relationship. In a COVID impact survey, 80% of people under 30 reported feeling lonely, depressed, hopeless, or nervous, when compared to a 2018 survey of loneliness, showing that 46% of people over the age of 18 experience loneliness. Routinely, the increasing numbers have staggered. So we're talking about not just really pandemic, just singles. So you got the pandemic, and then you got being single during the holidays. Now, I could get on here and talk about, hey, embrace your singleness. There's so many pros to being single and blah, blah, blah. And that is definitely true. It really depends on where you are in life and what you want, right? If you are a person, and when I say single, meaning not married, okay? But you may be single and dating. You may be single and not dating. So let's say today I'm talking to the person that's single. You're not married and you're not dating. No, boo, it's just you. That's who this call is for. That's what this show is for tonight. Single and no, boo, that's you. So there could be some pros to not dating, and there could be some cons. It really just depends on where you are in life. So, Alexis, let's start with you first, and then I'll go. Tell us a little about where you are in your journey right now. Are you single and with someone? Are you single and not dating? And what is your desire at the same time?
I am single and with someone.
So this does not apply to you. Now, you're single and physically with someone?
No. It's a long-distance relationship. We can't go anywhere because of COVID.
So how often have you guys been able to spend time?
We spend our time on the phone through video chat and such. My relationship life is a mess.
Okay. Okay, so you have a COVID relationship. I mean, has it started mm-hmm. since COVID that you haven't been able to meet yet?
Yeah, it started, our relationship started maybe 1 or 2 weeks before the mandatory shutdown, and we've been going strong ever since, but lately, due to a lot of stressors, our relationship is, yeah.
Okay, all right. Oh, I'm dropping my phone. Everything's going on over here. All right, let me see. Hold on. Let me get back on here. All right. Well, okay, and that's the thing. Like, you are single, but you're dating, and you have someone. And it's not really all about physical, but sometimes it is. So what I want to talk about tonight is some reasons that dating during the holidays could be, A, if you're not dating, some reasons that it could be great. And then let's talk about some reasons that it might not be great. And then we're going to talk about, hey, what do you do if you don't have a boo and you want one? You need to go get one. Let's look at that. So a couple of things, right? Let's say, for example, if you're a person like me who's not dating, right? Not seriously dating. All right. Number one, a lot of times people say they want to be in a relationship, but sometimes you don't need to be. Sometimes you need to work on yourself. So number one, this could be a time that you can work on SELF to look at what your goals are, look at what you want in life, think about the new year coming in, and get everything into perspective. Because it does not mean that you're a bad person. It does not mean that you're lonely just because you're not dating. You could be rich in relationships with other things in your life, okay? It's really up to the actual person. So number one, think about taking advantage of self-care, getting to know yourself, loving yourself, and so on. So that's one thing. Number two, you save some money. Being in relationships costs. Because I know if somebody's in a relationship with me, they're going to definitely spend some money. And you're going to spend some too. If you believe in, I'm not going to say 50-50 relationships, but being able to give just as much as you get. How about you, Alexis? What did your man get you for Christmas, and what did you get your man?
We didn't get each other anything.
And why not?
We already had this discussion about it because we're both facing financial hardship, and he mm-hmm. has health problems that he needs to focus on. So I'm not really a person that expects gifts. I'm just not that kind of person. And like, in all honesty, I'm going to be 100% real. I do not like other people giving me gifts because half the time I don't want the crap they give me. It's true. Like, I am one of those people that when I genuinely tell you, please don't get me anything, I genuinely mean it. It's not a ploy, or it's not me gently reminding you that it's a gift-giving event coming up. I genuinely would prefer you not to give me anything, because half the time, the stuff that you give me, I hate to put it this way, it's going to Goodwill or Salvation Army.
Okay. I definitely can respect that. And it's not always about, giving me physically this or that. Sometimes it's just about knowing that someone is there, that someone cares. But you definitely can save money if you're not dating. Also, you can be able to have get-togethers with family and friends. You know, we live a busy, busy life. So even if you're not physically able to get together, you can definitely be able to get together with family and friends. Even if it's virtually, talking on the phone, sending emails. You know, we live such a busy life. We have so much things going on. Sometimes we don't get a chance to, quote-unquote, smell the roses. So especially during the holidays, this is the time to reconnect, rejuvenate, rejoice, and be able to spend time with people that really, really matter. So we just got to get things into perspective. Also, we make it have time to have a little bit of fun. Now, I don't know who's kind of really still hanging out because of COVID. I know in some places people are hanging out, some places not so much. How about where you are, Alexis? What's going on in reference to social distancing? What's open? What's not open? And how's that in your area?
The places are opening. My sister has been out to dine with her friends, social distancing, of course, and people are wearing masks and such. But to be really honest, the last time I left my house was when I had to go to Maryland with my sister. Other than that, I'm not leaving my house because I live right down the street from one of the hottest areas for COVID, and I'm not trying to catch something. It was already bad enough that one of my sister's coworkers was exposed to COVID and tested positive and came into work, and my sister found out about it like literally right before Thanksgiving, and she had to quarantine herself, and that was not fun for me because as soon as my sister got the phone call and she told me about it, I basically was not too pleased about it because she was just literally out here with me. So we had to spend Thanksgiving literally like a room apart.
Okay. And I know that in so many areas, you know, people are not still paying the same attention. You know, I was talking to one girl, and she was saying that, you know, initially she thought that COVID was a hoax until a few people that she know and love, you know, got it, and, you know, so on and so forth. So we all have, you know, we just really deal with so many different things. And so just imagine, think about, Alexis, someone that is not dating, maybe someone that working from home or someone that's been in the house for the last 6 months without any human contact, not really a huge social circle, and so many different things that's been going on. And so then you got loneliness and you got being single and then you got COVID. Have you talked to any friends and got any feedback and kind of how some of your friends or associates are handling and dealing with this during this time?
I talked to my best friend like a few weeks ago, and she's exasperated, not only because it's COVID and she can't get out, but her husband is deployed. So she's home with their two small children, and one of the children decided to give herself a haircut. And so now she has an ugly-ass mohawk on her head. And the other one keeps on breaking her toys, and yeah. So what was meant as maybe like a phone call to catch up, it turned into a 5.5-hour conversation. And I was just sitting there talking to her because, like, I think it was like about time where she was able to actually have a conversation. It's just been a while since we talked, and my sister couldn't. My sister was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna get your attention," because my sister went out, really came back, and she goes, "You still on the phone?"
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, let me ask. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, like, see, the thing about my best friend and I are we don't really talk that often because, like you mentioned, life is so busy. So when we do catch up, there's a lot to catch up on. And the things that she's exasperated about or she's getting to vent, I'm just sitting there laughing. And she goes, "You find it funny, huh?" I was like, "I'm sorry. I know it's not funny to you, but come on. You have to admit that it is pretty cute and funny that she did, your child decided to give herself a haircut." Because can you imagine that a child finds a pair of scissors and decides, "Ooh, I'm going to give myself a haircut," and literally almost shaves off all their hair and ends up with a funny-looking mohawk? You have to admit, that's kind of funny.
No. Let me ask you this.
Why am I the only one laughing?
You said what?
Why am I the only one laughing?
Oh, no, I was laughing. I just didn't want to seem too rude, but, well, not rude, but, what else can I say? But, yeah, but one of the things that I'm thinking about is, you know, like with this COVID thing, we talked about this on one of our shows before weeks and weeks ago, right? So now that the world is still going through so much. We don't know what's going to happen with COVID over the next 2 or 3 months. It may even be the summertime before things are really back. Well, I'm not going to say back to normal, because I do believe that this is our new normal for a while. I know the vaccine is here, and I'm not really sure how that's going to work with people getting that. But what are some of your thoughts on what people can do, Alexis, that maybe are, whether they're not dating, whether they're dating long distance, and so on and so forth? What are your thoughts about what people can do to help be able to not be as lonely? Let's talk about that a little bit.
There really isn't anything that you can do that can make you feel a little bit less lonely. Because, in my opinion, the truth of the matter is you're going to have to be okay by yourself. I hate to put it this way, but not everybody is going to mesh. And even if you are a very social person, there are going to be times where you just want to be alone. Take my sister, for example. She leaves the house to go to work, but when she comes home, she wants to go to her room and be on her own because she's been around people all day long. You're going to have, I don't take that personally. So for people who are long-distance dating, or for people who aren't dating and you're staying home, not going out as much, my suggestion to you is to reflect and work on yourself. It's the perfect time to work on a bad habit. It's the perfect time to dust out that old diary that you used to write your goals down to see if there's a goal that you could pick up again, like write, read, watch movies. There really isn't anything, in my opinion, that you can do during this pandemic to make you feel a little less lonely, because if you're a very social person, the only thing that you can do is pick up the phone and call someone. You can't physically be with someone unless you were quarantined together or it's still social distancing. But me personally, I'm just one of those people who are perfectly all right all by myself, because I find amusement on my own terms. But I get that not everyone is that way.
Emphasis on amusement on her own terms. Can you explain that a little, Alexis?
One of the things that my family never really understood about me is I love to watch cooking shows, and it drives my sister crazy. And everybody else in the family was like, we don't understand why you want to sit there and watch someone chop a damn onion. And I was like, because it's amusing to me. You learn tips. Like, as I'm watching these recipes, I'm following the recipe away. I'm adjusting. And I'm like, oh, no, that is not how you're supposed to do something. And I'm just one of those people where, like, you know, I'm used to being by myself. Because the one thing that everybody always mistaken is just because I live with my sister does not mean we're in each other's pockets 24/7, because we get on each other's damn nerves. And there are some times where my sister goes, okay, you're getting on my nerves, go away.
As we close out, I just really want to hop on and talk about it and address it, because a lot of people don't like to. And it's not just about being single. You could be married and still be lonely or going through. And in addition to COVID, there's so many different things that's going on in the world. We just got to find our way of having solace, having some kind of peace, finding love, and anything that makes us truly, truly happy. So I just want to share a couple of things. If you're a person that's listening to our show and you're going through it, you're single and not dating, you're single and you're dating, but it's long distance, maybe you're not even connecting right now, or maybe you are married and you're still feeling lonely, there's different ways to be able to cope. And we want people to be able to find those things. One thing you might can do is, hey, volunteer, help someone. We know that so much is going on right now. Well, people that's being homeless, not having food, you know, kids in school, out of school, kids need tutoring, families are really going through it. There's so many different things. So if you have time on your hands, you're feeling a little lonely, you want to be more useful, help is needed. Hey, if you want to connect with some other singles and help, we definitely need you. Volunteer with us. but definitely be able to volunteer, do something to help community or help virtually because you got to stay safe. Another thing you can look at doing is spending time with family, friends, and people who love you, who truly loves you, who cares about you. And, hey, if you're bored, you're getting lonely, pull up on somebody that cares about you. Say, hey, let's hang out. I recently ordered me some board games and some different things. Like, hey, I'm excited about this stuff because I'm spending time with myself. Also, find a support group. And some people say, hey, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't need a support group. Support groups are not just for anyone that may have, that may be an alcoholic or somebody that has had death in the family. Support groups can also be for people of, you know, that want to meet because of common interests, okay? So that is definitely something that you may want to look at being able to do. And also, maybe you want to get a part-time gig or hustle, maybe a part-time job or something like that. That's something you can do to spend your spare time doing something to keep you from being lonely. And, of course, you can look to meet new people, new love interests through dating sites, which we'll be talking about really soon, some of the best ones to get on and some of the ones to stay away from, and so on and so forth. Alexis, is there anything you want to share before we close out and talking about, being single and lonely during COVID and the end of the year?
My best advice to people out there who are quarantined and they find themselves a bit lonely, you need to work on yourself and be okay with being a little lonely. Because the truth of the matter is, you're going to go through life at times where you're going to be by yourself, even if you are married, even if you have a significant other, even if you live with a roommate, even if you find yourself in situations hanging out. You need to be okay with being by yourself. And if you're not okay with that, you might want to reflect on why and work on that. Because what are you going to do if you get yourself into a situation where you're going to have to be on your own and you can't? So work on yourself on being alone, because the only person who you need you need to be okay with is yourself. And if you're constantly the person who always needs somebody by your side, then you might want to work on that and see as to why, so you can be a stronger, better you for the upcoming year, because unfortunately COVID's not going anywhere.
And with that being said, this is Tawanda and Alexis with Living Single in Your City. If you listen to our show and you're single in the city, whether you're with the boo or not, pull up on us. Let us know how you're doing. Share with us, you know, what your journey is like in being single, what you're doing during the holidays, and so on and so forth. We'd love to hear from you, and let's stay connected. Until the next time, remember, live single, live free, but most importantly, live your life and do the things you want to do. We'll be back. It's your girl Twanda all the way in the building. I'm not even really sure who's out there. Let me look. Let me put on my glasses. Let me open my ears. Anyone out there? Anyone out there? Calling all singles. Anyone out there?
Hi.
Hi. I'm not in the land alone. Is that Alexis?
Yes.
What up, what up, what up, what up, what up?
Hello, 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 hello.
All right, so tonight we're talking about the hottest dating sites for singles. Are you ready, Alexis?
Yeah, this shall be an interesting topic.
Well, you know, I was thinking, right? And I was thinking earlier that as the year closes out and we're all looking for something new in the new year, whether you're a person, you don't have a boo, whether you got a boo, you just want another one, or whatever the situation is, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to get on me a couple of dating sites and see what's going on out there, because I was on them before, and then I'm like, nah, not so much. And now I'm thinking, like, okay, let me see what else is out there, and so on and so forth. Now, let me ask you, Alexis, honestly speaking, have you ever been on a dating site before?
Unfortunately.
Okay, so what are some of your favorites?
I use Match.com and Plenty of Fish, and in all honesty, the people on there are, how do I put this nicely? I wouldn't even give to my worst enemy a date.
Oh, on which of those sites are you talking about?
Match and Plenty of Fish.
Okay, why?
Because in my opinion, Plenty of Fish. Have you ever heard of the military scam?
The sweetheart scam?
Yeah, the military scam.
No, I heard the sweetheart scam. What's the military scam?
The military scam is, it's usually a profile with somebody serving in the military or supposedly serving in the military, right? So they always reach out to you first, telling you who they are, what they do for the military, which branch of the military, XYZ. So you have a conversation with this person, then all of a sudden they want to move off the site, and then you start, like, you know, IMing, and then all of a sudden they tell you some sob story about needing money because something is wrong where they can't access their money overseas and they promise to pay you back. And the sad thing that I read about this online is it's not the first time, it won't be the last time. And the pictures that they're using where you actually see somebody in the military uniform is usually a person. They stole it off somebody else's website, or the person in the picture has been deceased already.
Oh, I never heard that before. That's crazy.
I actually was a victim of it, but I didn't follow through because the person told me he had two kids and he had a beautiful picture of him, his, I found out, his dead wife and two beautiful children. He said the two beautiful children stayed with their grandmother while he was deployed, right? So he and I were talking back and forth, and all of a sudden he was like, oh, I can't act, I don't have access to my money. Like this month I'm coming a little bit short over here, and I can't eat the food that they serve over here, and I have some medical conditions. Do you think you can front me $1,000 and I'll tell my children's grandmother to wire you the money back right away ASAP. So I was like, well, if she can wire money, then why can't she wire you money? Why is she going to wire me money for? Why can't she wire you money? And, like, he was just telling some sob story. And fortunately for me, I had a friend who was in the military. So I reached out to him. I asked him, if I asked you a question, would you be honest with me? He said, sure, well. I said, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. He was like, fine. So I explained to him the situation. He was like, that is the biggest bunch of bullshit he has ever heard. He said, first of all, you can always have access to your money if you are in a remote area where you don't have internet and such and you're experiencing hardship. You can always go through your chain of command and they're more than willing to help you out. Two, if you have a medical condition, the military will be very well aware of it because they have your history. And three, guess what? You're just going to have to eat what you have to eat. Like, it's usually MREs or if they cook and catch whatever it is. And you know what? Man up. So he said he didn't believe for a fact that the person was in the military. And my friend made a very important comment to me. He said, just like any student who claims they go to a university, the easiest way to find out if somebody is really in the military or not is to have them email you from their military email. Because every single person is issued a military email. So just like every student who applies to a college gets into the college, they'll get a student email from that school. That's the quickest way to find out. He said, so if anybody ever tells you that they are in the military, just tell them, send you an email from their military account. It doesn't have to be anything to prove. Just say, hey, in the subject line, how are you? And that's it.
Wow.
And when I asked the guy to do that, he disappeared.
And, you know, we live in a day and time where people are so many people. Like, you, people sit behind the computer and tell all types of lies. So that's one thing about when you're getting on dating sites, to be able to learn how to verify who's who, who's not. We know it's still 6 degrees of separation. Everybody knows somebody. So we just got to figure out ways to check stuff out because, honestly speaking, nobody has time for scams and shams. I want to go over a couple of different sites that I see online because I'm going to put myself under the gun and hop on some of these for like 90 days and see what happens. So let's talk about a couple of these sites. Alexis, tell me, have you ever heard of them or have you ever been on any of these before? All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cupid.
Heard of it, never been on there.
I actually heard of it several years ago. I had a couple of clients that were on the site, and I told a friend of mine about it, a friend of mine out of Houston, and she actually got on it and had great success, met a couple of guys off of it. So, yeah, definitely heard some good things about OkCupid. What about eHarmony?
Heard of it. Never been on there.
I have heard of it as well. Never been on eHarmony. And they actually have a like a long, lengthy process of, you know, questions and stuff like that, which I do appreciate the questions because most people that don't want to have anything to say, then I'll answer those questions. All right, Hinge. Ever heard of that one?
Heard of it. Never been on it.
I've never, ever heard of Hinge, so I definitely got to read the reviews and see what that's about. What about Bumble?
Never heard of it.
Ah, man, I'm on Bumble. I'm on Bumble Business, and they also have Bumble BFF. So I think they have a dating too, though. But that I don't know about the dating aspect, but I do know about Bumble and Bumble Business and Bumble BFF. And Bumble I actually like. Bumble I've heard some really great things about. What about Zoosk, Zoosk?
Heard of it, never been on there.
Okay. I've heard of it as well. I attempted to sign someone up on there before, a client that I had, but I don't know what happened with that. So we didn't ever do anything with it. So, yeah, but definitely I've heard of of Zeus before. What about Plenty of Fish?
Unfortunately, yes.
So you've been on it? What's your thoughts about Plenty of Fish?
I just shared with you the military scam, and what I didn't get to tell you was 2 weeks later, another guy approached me with the same sub story.
Really? So was that from Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, that was on Plenty of Fish. They don't
get
the people on there.
Okay, I just clicked on Bumble. They actually have Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Business. Oh, wow. I didn't realize you said that was from I didn't realize you said that was from Plenty of Fish. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Alexis. All right. What about Elite Singles?
Never heard of it.
All right, let's see. I think Silver Match is for older people, isn't it?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Oh, gosh. All right. So here's what I want to do. Swipe left. Swipe left. Okay, so when you swipe right, you swipe left when you don't want someone. All right, so I figured it out. All right, so here's what I want to do, right? I was looking at a couple of different sites, and there's even some for people over 50. I don't know if there's some for people under 21 or 25. Do you think the age matters when it comes to dating?
To be really frank, no, I do not, because it's entirely
what?
Up to the I said to be honest, no, I do not, because it's entirely up to the people that decide to get into a relationship. Me, personally,
okay.
I've always dated older guys. Like, it probably started when I was 18, and my aunt told me that I couldn't get a guy to go out with me even if I tried. And to prove her wrong, I dated somebody who was almost 40 for 3 weeks just to piss her off.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I still remember that conversation. She told me to go. I don't remember why she said to me I couldn't get a guy to go out with me, even if I tried. So I said, okay. So I was talking to a guy. He asked me on a date. I said, okay. And I told my aunt I was going out on a date. And she's like, okay. So she goes, so how old is he? And keep in mind, barely on this side of legal, I said 39, and my aunt nearly had a cow.
I can't. And how old were you?
Barely this side of 18. I turned 18 for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, when you only on this side of legal, I'm like, okay, what are you saying 18? You talking about 21? So did you go out with him?
Yes, I went out with him for 3 weeks just to piss her off.
Oh, I think you told me that story before. So freaking rebellious of you. Like, All right. Well, what I'm going to here. Go ahead. Oh, Alexis, go ahead. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to say to everyone that's living single in their city. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pick five sites. I'm going to do some reviews and pick five dating sites. And I'm going to take one for the team. And I'm going to hop on there before the year ends. And I'm going to give some reviews about each site, the people I've met, if they were jerks, if they were awesome and whatever. And we're going to talk about it every month and so on and so forth. So I'm up for it. Alexis, you ready? You going to get on five sites with me?
Hell no. No,
all right. She's not about that life. So listen though.
I will, however, be gracious enough to be your escape plan.
I don't need an escape plan. Jumping in head first. I'm about that life. It's going down.
No, remember the show we did about taking your date from phone or online to in person? I always said, have an escape plan just in case. I will be your escape plan in case he turns out to be a douchebag and you're not the type of person to just get up and leave, which I'm pretty sure you are. But just in case you need an escape plan, you could always text me. I'll call you and tell you the house is on fire or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I need that. I'm all about that. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I definitely take this escape plan. All right. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to be back on in a couple of days. I'm going to tell everyone these are the five sites that I chose. And I'm going to give you some reviews, and we'll see if I find some love
so
interest
cute,
on these things. That's one. That's definitely one I'm going to try. I like that one.
Well,
plenty of fish.
Pray no military guys decide to hit you up.
And look, I'm here for the scam and sham. I wish they would, honey. I wish they would come on with the scam and sham, because they, when I finish with them folks, they're going to be like, oh, damn, you ain't had to do it like that, baby. Yeah, I did. Because I don't want to hear it. I can't stand people just playing games and all that other stuff. This is the MC Litter. But anyway, I'm ready for it, so let's get it popping. Anybody else ready? Alexis? All right, so that's what we'll do. We just wanted to hop on.
I told you, I am down to do your escape plan. I am down to bail you out if you need an out. I will even be your excuse if you don't want to go out on a date, because I've been an excuse for my sister 3 times. So, and I've even been the escape clause for her out of one where she had to escape a date. So she literally called me and said, you're sick, congratulations, I have to come home and take you to the hospital. So she literally told the guy on the date, she goes, oh, I'm sorry, that was somebody at my sister's school. She ate something she's allergic to, so I have to take her to the ER now. Oh, it was nice meeting you.
Are you serious?
Yep. There was also another date where he was literally supposed to come pick her up. She didn't want to date him, and she didn't want to hurt his feelings because his mother goes to temple with my aunt. So my sister called home and said, get dressed. By the way, you ate something. You're allergic to coconut, so you ate something with it in it, and now I have to take you to urgent care. And we actually had to leave the house for about 2 hours just in case the dude decided to show up.
Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about horror stories. Like, are you serious?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, guess what? You got to do what you got to do. Wow. That's crazy. All right. Well, we're going to definitely see what it is. All right. So that's what we'll be back, and we'll share that information, and we'll see what folks are thinking about it, and maybe we can inspire some people that are looking to meet someone new to get on a dating site. But like I said, I'll be doing a review, but I'll take one for the team, and hopefully I have some fun while doing it. All right. Until the next time, this is Tawanda and Alexis with Living Single in Your City, where we're hanging out talking about the journey that we go through of being single, and we look forward to connecting with you guys soon. And if we don't talk to you again, have a happy New Year.